Dior Talks. Welcome to the Dior Talks podcast series dedicated to the 8th edition of Dior Lady Art, hosted by Paris-based journalist Katia Forman. For this highly anticipated edition, 12 artists from around the world were invited to transform the iconic Lady Dior handbag into a unique work of art. Bringing the joyous vibrancy of her work to the Lady Dior universe, LA-based artist Hilary Pettis is known for her colour-drenched contemporary still lifes capturing domestic settings filled with cats, vases of flowers, stacks of books and other signs of everyday life with references to art history. Her streetscapes and landscapes are imbued with the special light and visual codes of California. The artist approached the Lady Dior handbag as a three-dimensional canvas surface. Using the virtuoso savoir-faire of the Dior Atelier, she reinterpreted one of her paintings, Botanical Garden, depicting a lily pond and reflections from a domed glass ceiling. An ode to the beauty of the plant world so dear to Christian Dior, Pettis's Lady Dior is festooned with white lotuses and lily pads, embroidered with a textured profusion of beads, sequins and rhinestones in all shades of green, as if they were growing off the bag, while the handle has a delightful organic wobbliness to it. The velvet-lined creation with its 3D volumes and ornate preciousness also holds personal symbolism, with tributes to her grandmother's collection of costume jewellery and accessories, which she liked to dress up in as a child. She also had an incredible handbag collection, and I wanted to reimagine a Dior bag that would appeal to my six-year-old self and me today, as well as my grandma if she was still alive, says Pettis. Tune in to the episode to learn more about the artist's colourful universe and the inspirations behind her Lady Dior bags. Today on the Dior Talk series dedicated to the 8th edition of Dior Lady Art, we make a long-haul call to Los Angeles to hear about artist Hilary Pettis' experience of working on the project and the stories and inspirations behind her bags, inspired by one of her botanical-themed works and her grandmother's collection of costume jewellery and accessories. So Hilary, welcome to the Dior Lady Art podcast. Could you introduce yourself and tell us a bit about your background and what made you want to become an artist?
Sure. I was born in Southern California, although I moved to Northern California as a young person, and I have two siblings who are close in age. My mother always encouraged us to be very creative and, with like more traditional materials. And my father was creative in his own way. So we had a lot of room to experiment. And we also had a limited budget. So a lot of the type of like projects we were working on were with, just kind of out of boredom and the way that kids can turn anything into like a creative artistic endeavor. So my two siblings are really close in age and we're also quite competitive amongst each other. So we spent a lot of time, drawing and making things. And I think we all thought we were artists at a young age. So I always assumed I would be an artist.
Okay. Was there not also a TV show that had an influence on you?
Yeah.
The Secret City Adventures.
This is true. It was Secret City with Commander Mark was on the public television, and he taught young children how to draw with perspective and kind of like in a comic book style. But it was one of our favorite shows.
Oh, that's really fun. And can you present your artistic universe for anyone who's not familiar with it?
So I think my artistic universe could really be as vast as my everyday life experience and whatever captures my visual attention. So that might be something that I saw while I was outside hiking or running, or it could be something like a still life from my like a desktop in my home or visiting my friend's studio, you know, anything that I find, you know, visually, aesthetically interesting might become a painting. Sometimes it's a challenge to take something like from everyday life or the mundane and figure out a way to make it interesting. But that's usually when I'm the most satisfied.
Okay, so what kind of things can we find in your works? These are all kind of slices of life. And what is the process behind your works?
Sure. Some of like the tropes that I'm working in are still life and landscape. And with still life, they tend to be like take on traditional still life forms. I paint flowers all the time in vases because I have flowers in my studio or in my home often. And no matter like how many times I paint them, I still am finding joy and new ways to depict them. There are oftentimes settings, the still lifes are settings from, like I said earlier, in my home. So there are, you know, it's like from my table, the dinner, the desk where my son sits at for his study. There's art books because I'm always looking at books. Just like little bits from the whatever is in my immediate surroundings. And then I also paint a lot of landscapes. So you'll see mostly the Los Angeles landscape, whether it's, you know, in the foothills from a hike or a trail run, or maybe it's a streetscape. And some of those are from photos that from sitting in traffic jams or running on the streets. And I think that the common theme is that there's something in there that is like holding all of the elements together, whether it's shadows or reflections or just the overlapping of objects and light and space.
And to go back to flowers, Christian Dior obviously was passionate about flowers. I'm curious to know if you did any research on that, having been approached by Dior to work on this project.
You know, I did. I didn't, before working on the project, I had, you know, somewhat of an understanding just from it being such like a fashion icon. But I didn't realize the connection with flowers, and that was really exciting.
And how was it to get the call to collaborate on this project with Dior, you being so far away?
Oh my gosh, it was, to be approached for this project was the most exciting thing I can imagine.
Yeah.
I had seen other projects in the past from artists like Chera Hughes, and I just never imagined that I would have the opportunity. So when I received an email, I was like falling over with delight. And I immediately knew that I wanted to work with like embroidery and embellishments and like sequins. And that really came from looking through some of like the historic dresses and seeing what was possible with their artisans. So I was just floored and so excited to get moving on the project.
And so were you doing this research on the internet?
Yes.
Okay, so you never got to come over to Paris and go through the archives physically?
I have not. Is this an invitation?
Well, listen, we can drop a big hint. Did the team come over to see you?
Yes. So I put together the proposal, and at some point the team came and started showing some examples, and that's when I met with them.
And Hilary, you create these huge acrylic paintings that are bigger than you, right? Often?
Yes. Yeah.
So how was it switching scale and working on a 3D object?
You know, this is one of the first opportunities I've had to work on a three-dimensional object. So I started with an existing painting. The title of the painting is Botanical Garden. And part of the reason I chose that is that it was like there's a lot of dark and blacks and white, some white reflections, and the palette itself was like more toned down or pared down from the typical like rainbowy palettes that I usually work with. But in that painting, just to kind of describe it, it's a painting of a lily pond, and there are reflections from the domed glass ceiling as well that kind of gives it, you know, some like a square pattern in some of the darker areas. And a bulk of the painting is in green tones with white. There's like the white lotuses and little like slivers of red kind of throughout from the that are part of the flower. And I just thought that having it pared down a little bit it'd be like elegant, but then with these little red slivers, there would be some like surprise. And then when you open up the bag, there's this big surprise of red inside. So, So that was the impetus, I should say, for that, for the bag.
Does it remind you of California in any way, this lily pond? Is it linked to any specific place?
You know, the actual image comes from a botanical garden in New York. So strangely enough, although I typically do paint California and, you know, the things that are around me, this actually came from a visit to a botanical garden in another state. But I do think there is definitely a sensibility about the bag that's very, it's something that's more embedded in me. I've only lived outside of California twice in my life. Once less than a year, I lived in New York, and then I lived in Milan for a short time as well. But I think California and Los Angeles, there's not a whole lot of like rules with fashion. There's people mix things up. They don't, there's not the tie to like the history of fashion in the same way. So people, you know, a black tie event may not necessarily mean the same thing in California that it does in the rest of the world. And so I think this bag is like, it's a very California, like it's fun. And it's like a mix of like this beautiful, like, bag that it's beautiful just on its own. And then embellishing it in a fun, whimsical way feels like very California.
And are there any Dior influences in the bag? The fact that you were looking at all the dresses online?
You know, I think the embroidery that was used on a lot of the dresses and the still being like the incredible embroidery from the different artisans, I think that really opened up my idea of what was possible.
And the bag's lining is made of red velvet, right?
It is in velvet.
Okay, because was there not also a reference to your grandmother's jewelry box?
Yes. So my grandmother loved like sequins and beads and anything shiny. And she collected like costume jewelry and like fancy shoes and bags and really all accessories. And when I was young, her feet were very small. So even as like a 7-year-old, my feet could almost fill up her high-heeled shoes. So we would... I'd prance around in those and wrap up in her scarves and hats and wear her gigantic like clip-on earrings. And but she also had an incredible handbag collection. And I wanted to reimagine the Dior bag that would appeal to like my 6-year-old self and me today, as well as my grandma if she was still alive. It's a fun, there's like some silliness to it. It's also quite elegant. And the way that it was constructed, like the artisans who hand embellished it spent hundreds of hours on it, and it is breathtaking the work that they do.
It's an incredible piece. Was that also a kind of 50s, 60s mood that you were going for then, talking about your grandmother?
Definitely. I think probably a bulk of the items in her collection were from the 50s, 60s, and even the 70s. You know, I had an idea of what I wanted to do for this bag, but I also, being a fine artist, I don't necessarily, I'm not familiar with like the best materials or what's even possible. And I was lucky enough that I have a friend who does work in accessory design, and she really helped me kind of flesh out what types of materials and also like what would be possible with embellishing the hardware, like different shapes. So you can see that the handle is a more organic shape. It fits the hand really well. And then the O of like the in the Dior charms is like an organic kind of shape. And so it really just kind of helped me work out some different like possibilities.
Okay. And so the final piece, could you describe what it looks like visually?
Yes. So the bag itself, there's a leather like base of the bag that has the original like painting, a replica of that printed onto the leather. And then from there, each of the panels is like painstakingly embroidered with threads and beads and sequins and rhinestones to really kind of activate the images that were printed on the leather itself. So there's the like lily pads and flowers and reflections, and they're all made up of these different components that really bring it to life and also kind of provide a more abstracted idea of it, of like what it, of it, so that if you really like zoom in, you can just enjoy the way that the colors are interacting with each other or the textures. Speaking of like the sculptural element of the bag is just amazing. Almost like a map, there's different like levels of the bag. You can run your hand over it and it's like raised up in some areas and closer into the leather itself in other areas. And it's just like, feels like it's coming off of the bag. It's just really alive.
And going back to your grandmother, is it a tribute to your grandmother?
I think she would really love it. She was like a very vibrant and fun woman. She, in many ways, shaped my idea of fashion. Just in the way that she was very bold. And so, yes, it would definitely be a tribute to my grandma.
And is this a fashion piece for you, or is it a piece of art?
Oh, you know, I think it's a piece of art because I don't think I have the skills to make a piece of fashion. I still think very two-dimensionally, and this is like the boldest attempt at making something that has three dimensionality, but fashion is something that takes on also like movement and the element of like of a person as well. So this feels to me more like art and less like what it would take to make a piece of fashion.
And what was your favorite part of this project?
Oh wow! I think the research in looking at the previous bags, I found that I was amazed at what people have done over the previous iterations. And I loved also getting to dive in and learn more about Dior. And I think the most exciting part was when the team presented me with the possibilities of what we could do based on my ideas. And they brought the panels of the bag in different like levels of complexity with different types of embellishments, and also like how far did we want to go. And I was just absolutely blown away with like the possibilities, because the skill and the quality of the materials used just absolutely blew my mind.
Does the final piece feel true to your universe?
Yes, definitely. It's a lot shinier than my typical universe, but it definitely does.
Thank you. And just to wrap, can you sum up the Dior Lady Art experience in three words?
Oh my gosh, I knew this was happening. And it's very hard. It's very hard to like to know, but I would say that it was dreamlike and heavenly and beyond.